what kind of donut is that, Fernando?
Discount donut from Safeway, $1.99 for six. So.
I used to love Shoppers for all the donuts. There was like 90 pounds of donuts on the walls at any time. Best store ever.
Guilty pleasure, grocery stores. Like, it's really a ghetto in there. Right by the restrooms, they have the discounted whatever because it's like 2 days from expiring. And yeah. Once in a while, you find a good one. Donuts are never a good call. I always get sucked in. $1.99 for 4 to 6 donuts, and they're dry as heck.
46 donuts?
4 to 6.
Oh, I thought you said 46
donuts. I was like, damn, I'm driving them.
That's different.
I'm driving to the city.
I said, that might actually be worth 46.
That's some donuts. Homer Simpson shout out right there.
Oh. Speaking of that, you guys might not have seen it, but in the LA riots, you know, the Homer
Simpson was there?
You know, he always goes to the donut shop with the big donut on the roof.
Yeah.
They were burning cars and stuff in the intersection with that donut.
I want to say I saw something like that.
Hopefully it survived, but man, they were tearing up the
Decorum. There's
we're
a line.
Going to war.
There's a line, and I think that it's been crossed if that is true. You don't do that.
That crosses it.
Oh.
Okay.
End of silence.
So we're going to talk murder bots.
Okay.
Murder bot.
And then, of course, premiere.
Yeah, and then the world premiere.
I've been a bad boy with MurderBots. I only watched the first two episodes.
Don't say bad words.
Just interrupting me when I was getting ready to talk about visiting an alien. Don't care.
Shame. I will throw in if there's even a little splinter. I have one sentence for the Stranger Things. I'm starting to binge it, getting ready for the next final season coming up.
I didn't even know
time.
Still had seasons.
Go, Mr. Phil. Want us to pepper it in
a little
for the
bit
big one?
About MurderBot?
Okay.
And then the world premiere.
I'm going to say something that's so blasphemous, I may get kicked off the show. I think it's just, it's almost a Warren-esque comment. And here it goes. And if it's been great for everybody and for myself, if I get booted.
Let me get the exit symbol going.
Yeah, get the eject red button ready to go. I enjoyed the latest MurderBot episode 4, I think, more than the RA episode 1. Whichever the last one I saw. The one with the one lady they rescued and asked if the murder bot had a penis. Does it sort of do this? I lost it. Does it can control the size? She had a monologue and it I lost
it. She tried hooking up with him.
And no, she laid down the little romantic moment. But yeah, when I wasn't ready for it. It's like I thought she mentioned does it have a penis? I'm like, okay, a little fembot or male bot, whatever. Nod, and then go on to whatever. But she went, you can change the size. Does it have like a little thing? Does it go up and
gotta go around this.
I didn't see that coming. That was and she nailed it. She delivered very well.
I can't figure it out if she is traumatized or like space starting.
Maybe. Why not all? All of the above plus more to come. And
that literally had me laughing pretty hard.
Yeah, so I just see because it was good, nailed it, executed, didn't see it coming. And usually I see every 90% of things coming a mile away. That was no way. Never saw that. Yeah. And just the asterisk, not a segue, an asterisk. The latest RA was okay to good, which made it like the worst episode ever, in my opinion. So we can stay with MurderBots, but I just had to throw that out there.
Well, let's do MurderBots.
Okay, go.
Then we'll get.
Are we starting from episode 1? I'm totally forgetting now.
No,
feels like forever.
Up to episode 4. This is episode.
Yeah, I'm
5.
Behind. It's okay. I watched the first two. I enjoyed them. They're decent. I like them.
They're good fodder.
It was good enough.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll put it that way. But it sounds like I think it must improve because of the comments. Just.
I'm sorry. I don't even know what episode that. You haven't
that
seen that one, then. I apologize.
Five.
Oh, well, we have the rule, so I was allowed to say it. But
I don't mind. Now I have something to look forward to.
It's
funny.
It was a show-stealing
moment. It was kind of like the RM nurse. Just like, out of nowhere. It was, yeah.
Never saw that coming. Now I'm like, there original. Is a character with...
when she talks about a robot dildo penis on a murder bot. It stole the show. Yeah, even in the sci-fi-ness, the CGI is pretty good. It's very subtle, but I'm intrigued by the spaceship, the one with the circular, the Hoover. Yeah.
Looks like something that you could build and be real.
Or that could actually, it makes sense as it's not just a big projectile Star Wars, turbine. It's like these little halo dice. It looks like a Dyson spaceship, land sport. So the subtle things like that.
And Dyson's not Dyson. I'm sorry.
Tyson's chicken, whatever it takes.
I'm good with that.
Yes, sir.
So I'm intrigued, and now they know he's been hacked. They hacked themselves.
It does.
Yeah, he got busted. And again, it's just I'm not trying to poo-poo on it. It just makes RA so much better when Harry does his inner monologue and narrative. It's so clever. It's so fresh. It's so rich that when the murder bot does it, it just feels like his less popular brother or.
Well, to me, it sounds more robotic, which I think is the point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it could still do it. I mean, it's worked in other areas like Mork and arbitrarily when you see humanity from their perspective.
I'm going to be really pissed off if they finish off the Murderbot season without him waking up in a dream in Scavenger Moon or whatever it is.
Sure, why not? I won't be that upset if I don't see it, but okay, it'll still.
I will, because I feel like that would just be a great thing with him in there.
Well, I guess the element that gives it a green check is I have no idea where this is going to go. When it's Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, if you haven't read the books, or you have no idea where these epic movies. This is not epic by any stretch, but I don't know where they're going to take this from episode to episode, even within one episode.
Yeah.
So. But it can't help it again to be repetitive. When he was half dead and the bad murder villain robot was just dissecting him or doing whatever, and he's like, "Why am I not dead yet?" It just has that flavor of these humans. They like to, they're emotional. Yeah. So okay, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. It's enough to say.
I'll catch up. But it was a good enough on the. Like you said, it's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is good enough. All right, now the elephant.
Here we go. Here we go.
Resident Alien.
Hurry. Phil wants to talk first.
Times.
You what? Said what?
Okay. I did laugh a bunch of times. I will say I would have liked to seen a better way to escape the moon spaceship.
It was a little too easy.
And even the Pizza Joe thing was a little too easy.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like the pizza joke there, but then when they did it at the cabin, when he came back to fight the mantis, it was like, oh, pizza. Right? Like, that's more Harry. But I still enjoyed it. It's still good. Definitely wasn't their strongest episode ever. But
I think it's our worst because it was okay. Like, apparently what you just said.
Good. It just was.
The bar is so hot. We put the bar.
Yeah,
the
bar is higher than an Olympic pole vault bar.
That's not even it on Mars or Jupiter or Uranus.
I mean, there's a lot going on. Deputy Liz losing 400 pounds.
They were. I mean, that she lost weight in real life, and they just worked it into the.
I liked it. Her uniform being oversized, and
Black not getting her a new one was kind of good.
I thought that was funny. Not even pretended not even to notice.
Okay, can I? Is there room
go
to go?
Right. No, yeah.
Here's my take, and I haven't written it down, or just is going off the cuff. I feel like, and I hope I'm so wrong, they've crossed that threshold of just checking boxes. I don't know if there's a new writing staff or the staff has gotten stale, where if you look at the first four seasons or whatever, especially the first few episodes, there was that freshness and we're being introduced to the characters. Understandably, we can't do that over again. We have the characters, but everything's a little too convenient with the characters now, in my opinion. It's getting too familiar, opposed to having a little more freshness to it. And it's almost a little bit forced, in my opinion, that, again, they're checking off the boxes like, oh, we need this moment. Okay, we need the laugh moment. We need the hairy alien comment. In my opinion, it started getting a little more traction towards the end where he does his, you know, what was the, what did we learn today that humans are like this? Because I just wasn't, I could see that they were trying to hit some emotional buttons with the pictures and the photos he's putting on the wall. I still didn't know what those circular things was, were like toilet pads or whatever. But it's like, I see what they're trying to do with that, but it didn't, for me, I think.
That would have been better if that lasted an episode.
Which what?
Like I don't know. I feel like they abandoned the prison on the moon too quick.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I didn't understand. I mean, it's like I wanted to laugh when they showed his kid as like a little mini me from Austin Powers. He just got gang tough and he was, you know, whatever. I forgot what the terminology, but he was shanking and he was like the boss dog. Yeah. And it's like it just felt flat. I was like, I don't know. I'm not used to flat moments on Resident Alien. Yeah, they had a couple.
I didn't think that was like. I feel like they could have done more with that instead of turning into that. And like I said, there was a couple of things where I felt like they were trying to, like, okay, it's like, Fernando, you ready for Warren to get mad?
Always.
It's like when Warren yearning. Goes to a joke too many times. It's like, stop. Yeah. First time, yeah, we chuckle. Don't do it again.
But it worked the first time. That's how you make a joke last. Keep
and
saying
like
it over.
The pizza guy and a couple other little things for that.
Well, okay, you're making me think of episode now. The last couple of things. One, it's like Dr. Pepper commercial. Like I'm a pepper. Everybody's alien now. Everybody has a direct connection. It wasn't like everybody
being in the half breed.
There, I mean that I even forgot about Big Black having captured the alien, disappeared. The deputy always believed in everybody. The couple,
yeah, the whole town is in on it.
Everybody essentially, except maybe. I mean, even Darcy's on it. But like, who's the town slut that we all love?
Judy.
She's the only one who's not having a direct connection. Knows about having. Yeah, it seems like. And then finally, the two kids. They don't feel. I mean, wow, what a jump!
Oh, they almost grew up.
Don't recognize them. You could have told me these were their older siblings who came in to visit town. They lost their adorable charm as kids. Now they're kind of like, not directly, but annoying teenagers who are involved. Like, they're not really adding. They're not
no
sweet.
Asian nurse.
That could be the great
episode, but you know they did cut the budget for it.
And I think there's room for nurse. Come on, she couldn't cost but five.
I 100% agree with you, but you know they did cut the budget significantly, so. I think you're right. I think there is a new writing staff because of that budget.
Well, they just went stale. It happens.
Yeah. Well, between the, you know, probably a new writing staff and they had a miss. And they've had a couple misses overall. You know, not every show has been perfect. But
they have
earned the benefit of the doubt. They 100%.
Yeah, well, we'll see. There's going to be like the next couple episodes judgment and we will judge. And then the entire season at the end of the season, we'll see if they jump the shark. I hate even that coming out to my mouth and putting out to the inverse because
I cannot believe you said that.
I know.
I don't either. Shame. Yeah. Cause
they've earned it by miles and miles, but
shame.
it was just okay. Again, if I put it this way, if I recommended this show to a friend and this was the first episode they were introduced to, I would have lost, you know, street cred.
And I didn't like Douchebag Harry, the Mantis Harry.
I guess. Good acting. I didn't feel like it was Harry.
No, yeah, no, definitely good acting. I just didn't like that character.
And I wasn't quite sure if I only saw it one run through. The alien inhibitor, is that junk he just slipped in his pocket? They're not going to do it to episode three.
No, what he stole out of his pocket was the gate for the prison. The prison release. The alien inhibitor is something I guess they planted
in his DNA.
Planted it inside of him.
Okay. So that thing they slipped in his pocket was what?
No, he didn't slip it in his pocket. He lifted it from his pocket.
He lifted it. I could have. I was waiting for that next big.
I assumed it was like a key to the prison.
Yeah, it was like a key fob.
All right.
And I did enjoy the alien hunter spitting out all the food that Liz brought him.
That was an interesting take. I got to say, I didn't know what they were going to do with that character, but that was an interesting take.
And I'm having a pervy abstract moment. Like, I was a little jealous that that Asta hooked up with another guy. And then I'm a little curious.
That's
what did
why
it take?
You're poo-pooing the episode.
That's, maybe that's it is. The only Perhaps reason. It is. And like, what did it take? Did he, is, was it just a dinner? Did, was there a chemistry that, you know, or Asta was just, you know, we're looking for a side alien.
Probably 700,000 a season is what it took.
But yeah, I just, yeah. So Asta. And we went silent. I was expecting more robust. But
I did enjoy the boxing training thing with the mayor. Like, is that me?
Oh, well, I saw it right away. I was like, that hair is like, they did a good job, but visually that looks like his hair. But again, yeah, just like, we're doing
and
this for aliens.
Why open talking to that one lady was pretty funny.
He's again, each character, they've captured the essence of truly unique individuals. That's so on brand for the nerdy mayor, wokey little bit, whatever. But again, it's like, you know, she's dealing with, next time you get kidnapped by the aliens, they'll be ready because I'm training. And then it's like, I've got their baby. Darcy's taking care of the kid alien, and Asta again sleeping with another alien, and alien this, alien that. It there is no, I don't know if there's any negative space or respite from alien. There's no outsider, meanwhile, I guess. I just don't want that to be a complaint. It is. It's just that that's not how they played it before. There was always an outsider mode. And then there's almost too many. There's the robot, the deputy feeding the robot cyborg dude. And I totally forgot about his, but and the whole thing. Oh,
there's,
yeah, that's
lot,
what you just said.
There's a lot of threads. They got dangling right now.
So, and we haven't even had Sarah Connor introduced back into the Hope fold. So that's going to be a whole other, you know.
Yeah.
And then that one.
I don't know if we're going to see that.
We probably are. That's just too major a plot to let go, especially with all the so many aliens. I wouldn't even mind Sulu coming back just for Oh my. But while we're talking, did Phil on his screen, he's watching the episode all over again, or he's looking for a specific part.
Well, I was just kind of looking to go over it just for things that I, you know, every time we do this, I think, oh my God, I forgot this part and stuff like
that. I see that's another factor. I didn't come out at the end of this episode going, even though I don't think I've really ever done it, oh, I need to watch that again. If not,
well,
missing something where I want to see it again.
4 or 5 days later than we normally do the show.
But no, even when I was done watching, I always feel like I gotta watch this again. Like, I don't need to. Yeah. And even the alien guard person, that was just, now you're making me think that was just way too easy. Just like, oh, let's just tell him we'll take you. It's like, okay, I'll let you free. There's no consequences and repercussions. So, well,
I've always
wanted
to visit Earth.
And
there it is.
Prison guards are on strike and yada, yada, yada.
And I'll slip this in just as in contrast, getting ready. I'm the only one in this group getting ready for the final season of Stranger Things. There's a bit of the same thing. I've binged up to the last 2-3 episodes. It's better, and it's been a year at least since the latest season came out. There's a bit of a prison breakout thing, and it's good writing. It's good writing, good execution. I can see how in the very first episode, people are a little poo-poo about the latest Stranger Things season. However, because it's almost suffering similarly to RA, where everybody's just too comfy with each other. However, they've done a really good job where it's the reverse of the escape from prison from the moon in RA, where it's just way too easy. Everything's not easy in the storyline for Stranger Things. So that it was just good drama, good storytelling.
Right.
And I'll shut up about that.
Yeah, so. I don't.
Any predictions on RA? Throw that out there to get me back in. Yeah, just the season. Because the commercials show that the girlfriend who the peacock lady who betrayed him, the bird lady, she comes back and he looks up at her and he's like horrified.
It looks like this season's going to be about him finding a way out of his humanity.
Finding a way out of what?
His humanity.
Yeah. How to be back to his being able to become an alien.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's an I Love Lucy. He'll get his alien powers back and all that stuff, almost like Stranger Things again. They'll get the superpowers, and yeah, it'll be fun to watch. Just a little more, I don't know. It's just bring a little back to the original nuances. A couple of the dialogues that are just cleverly written and well. Stop watching it, Phil. Just go from your gut memory. Come on. Stop cheating.
I was trying to find the scene of the mayor's wife in the...
Oh, yeah. Okay, that you have a pass. She was very cute.
She looked yummy.
Yes, very, very yummy. But I don't think our listeners just want to hear silence as you rabbit hole.
Yeah, no, episode. It's okay. So. I was just trying to find it to cheer you up. Definitely would have been better, though, with the nurse, I feel like.
All right. Any predictions besides that? So he's going to get his powers back, and then he's going to... I don't know. They always seem to leave a cliffhanger, a good enough cliffhanger.
Yeah, I expect a cliffhanger. I think there's at least one more season guaranteed.
So. Fingers crossed. It doesn't deserve to go out like... It needs at least one more season.
Beyond this one?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it has it. I think the last time they renewed was two.
Yeah. I'm just, my kid heart is just wishing that it'll up its game back to at least... Within the
I think it will.
I think I will earn it.
I want to say every season's had one episode where we were like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Maybe we're just spoiled. We're used to every 5 minutes, like, "Oh my gosh, that was such an emotional moment. Oh my gosh, that was absurd, funny. Oh my gosh, they went back to emo. Oh my god, didn't see that twist." And then roll credits. No. So no. I want that back. I want that back. Bring it back.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, I think I think this was more of a setup episode.
I don't want setups. I just want slam dunks and home runs every episode. They've done it. So even or a MASH, a tribute to MASH moment at the very end before credits.
But, the biggest difference that I see on the outside of the show is this is the first year that's coming back, or even when it originally came out, that's gotten press all over the place.
We're not the only victim of their own popularity.
Yes.
Right? I think if you were looking at that at the end of last season when it went on, whatever it was on, Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
Sci-fi.
No. Don't interrupt me with wrong information.
Misinformation.
It went out to streaming. I don't remember if it was Hulu.
It's on Paramount overall now.
And it blew up there. So about 6 months ago it was everybody do this, and I think that always affects the show. When you think it's just, hey, we have that loyal fan base and they're just hard into it, and you're like, yeah, we're just gonna go, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, 80 million people are watching. It kind of changes your, like, oh, well, the average person watching is so stupid, so we have to make sure we have all the characters.
So you're saying the jump from cult to mainstream is affecting?
Yes.
To put a button on it.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
As far as money-wise, though, Warren, I really nothing stuck out where there were any budget cuts so far. They have all the characters.
No nurse.
Okay.
No nurse.
Except the nurse. Who hasn't been in every episode, by the way. But in terms of because simple things that are awesome nods, just when Harry's in alien form and he blinks, that's great CGI. Just the infrastructure, the moon station, all of it's still in place. I haven't seen any slippage. You know, the cinematography for what it needs to be is fine. I haven't seen anything yet.
So they skimped on.
Right. Nothing where it was of note by any stretch. We'll see as it continues, but all the characters are there except for the nurse. I know. Hello, nurse.
And who knows? Hello, she nurse. May make it back.
She better.
Again, she's not in every episode, which makes her even more valuable. It's like a diamond.
If they start next episode with her, I'm a win.
No, you know where Phil is ready to go into the oblivion is when one or two seasons of a spinoff of The Nurse has been produced, and then Phil is just ready to go leave this world.
If this was my show, and this is how much I am a moron,
fanatic,
I would have like a Resident Alien YouTube, and it'd just be The Nurse saying things.
The nurse what?
Same
a compilation like, of the nurse's comments.
Is it as poignant though? Is it as robust? If it,
I think
her thing is she comes in with a dagger and then leaves. She's a wedge. She's the wedge of RA. She just comes in, can't do anymore, see ya, and then it leaves a lasting impression for the 20 seconds out of hour and a half.
Well, I'm sure, so I did something I normally don't do, right?
Such an open judge, that's a layup.
I watched it live.
Oh, okay.
Instead of recording it, so fast forward everything. And they had an outtake thing afterwards that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the outtakes are funny, and I figured there's somewhere... There's the nurse outtakes, and I would love that.
Wow, we're really going out, we're going off the mainstream area. I don't know. There's a combination of, like, as a Star Wars fan, obviously uber, super duper, and then you see, like, prints or photos now, modern 40 years later, where Luke dives and has his hand cut off, and then you see the wide shot, and you see all the mattresses underneath him. There's like, ooh, kind of cool, but kind of kills a little bit of...
No, like they showed how they had a puppet move to make it look like Bridget was running across the floor and then getting kicked.
See, just that sounds funny.
Right. I mean...
I don't need the visual.
I was like, oh, that was pretty funny and stuff. So, here's the bad news I have for you. Episode 1 and Episode 2 are the first two episodes that Alan Tudyk, which I heard him say his own last name, Alan Tudyk has directed.
And what, who?
He's, oh, what's the verb? That's Harry. Interesting.
What was the verb?
Harry directed this episode.
It's a gamble. It's Hollywood.
Gamble.
Sometimes, yeah, you have like Franks from Star Trek, number one. He's directed some massively awesome episodes. You didn't know that beforehand. So it's a little bit of a gamble. And yeah, lots of Star Trek people have done it. Having said that, I'll use that as a bit of segue for my man, Superman. I saw the outtake, one of the robots in Superman. He's got a niche. Alan is one of the superbots in the Fortress of Solitude. He's the voice, just like in Rogue One.
Interesting.
I'm excited about that. He makes a good robot voice. He's probably put on the dotted CGI suit too, if we know him. He does a good job.
So, anyways. Yeah.
See that almost sums up this episode. Yeah. I'll say it out loud. There's disappointment in RA, but we're still loyal fans to the ultimate. But there's a bit of...
And the other thing is the Superman trailer was kind of uninspiring to me.
I liked it. He earns all. He made me care about a CGI raccoon. Give me a break. That's it. He wins forever with that. He's always.
Yeah, we'll see.
Has he had a swing and a miss yet? I'm trying to think. Even Galaxies 2 or something.
That's close to the
time to look because I don't. You pay attention to all that. Who directs stuff and everything?
Well, it's an indicator of what the results are going to be. You know?
No, I'm just saying I don't look at that stuff.
Because you have no heart.
I have no soul. I don't care who's putting out the content. I just want
it's content. An indicator. Yeah, that's fine. You bring an umbrella when it's sun's out, and I get you. I want to see if it's gonna rain. Gun brings the rain. I hear music. Are we punching out?
No, it's the end of the show. You've talked enough.
Well, it's freaking, I'm filling in the silence. You're not doing the rhyme, the little wind up or nothing. And Warren's there just getting lost around his cabin looking for some of that fresh water in his new habitat.
I had to go out and kill deer so I can have breakfast.
You're the provider and protector, Warren.
This has been the Marvelous Ones in an unexciting episode.
So different from the prior episodes.
So
last week was great.
Warren's just a show drain. We'll be back next week.